And right now on a Wednesday, I'm excited because it's time for us to get into a living earth garden show. Get your garden living and loving life. And when it comes to all things garden related, well, there is a garden fundi that we like to talk to right here on Radio Life and Style. And she's back. She's returned from the Kruger, looking refreshed and excited for winter ahead. Tracy Miller-Smith from Eco Balance Landscapes is joining me once again on a Wednesday. How are you, Tracy?
Morning, Mike. I'm very well, thank you.
I'm very jealous of you've had a little escape to the Kruger, into the wilds, and now you're back on the North Coast. Looking like you had a holiday.
Very much so. Highly recommended Kruger holiday. Everybody needs to experience it.
Let me tell you, it's something that I'm itching to make a plan for in the not too distant future. But you're very lucky that you've got a really good, well-trained, eco-balanced landscaping team who were able to keep the ship sailing in your absence and handle all the jobs that needed to be handled. And you're back and business is booming as ever, even though we're heading into this kind of cold, wintry slice of year. I think you arrived back as the weather took a cold turn, hey?
Yes, I did. I did. And so there's so many wonderful things that we can do in this cold time of the year. And one of them is concentrating on the soils in our garden.
Well, this is the thing. And our garden show, now proudly sponsored by Living Earth, who are the makers of arguably the finest organic compost anywhere in the country, in my humble opinion, based right here, just outside of Bolito, at Fairview Estates, their fantastic farm. And we had a great chat with Louise Fletcher from Living Earth the other day, talking about their incredible compost, and she told me that they'd recently taken it to have it analyzed under microscopes to see all the living things doing what they do so well. But what, in your opinion, what is compost, and why should one compost your soil?
Well, Mike, yeah, it's such an important part of any garden, and the microorganisms that need to live in the earth need to have this organic material added to the soil. And our soils have, over years and years and years, been depleted. And it's time for us to really start pouring back into the soils. Our gardens, our plants, they need that increased soil structure, the soil structure that can support their growth and their well-being. To be, we've got to give them every chance that we can.
Well, this is the thing, and you see often gardens, particularly at like a new build, sort of, you know, they've tried to get the garden coming alive, tried to get it landscaped, but that soil kind of isn't really soil. It's kind of like sand, and there's nothing in there. And you see these gardens that kind of look very limp and like they're not going to be going anywhere or developing into anything because there just isn't any nourishment or nutrition in that soil. Is this a particularly coastal problem? Do we tend to have kind of sandy soil?
Well, at the coast here in Bolito, we've got a cross section of a few different types of soil, but predominantly sandy. We also have some pockets and areas where it's a very clayey soil, and that's the miracle about compost. I don't know if you've ever heard people say, well, my jersey keeps me warm when it's cold and it keeps me cool when it's when it's hot.
Yeah.
But that's what compost really, it is so amazing, because in a clay soil you really need to add compost because you need to bring in some porosity into the soil.
Okay.
And that's what compost does. And then in the sandy soils, when you put the compost in, it actually helps those soils to hold the water for a longer period of time.
Okay.
So it really is, well, a little miracle miracle product that we're using and we're talking about today.
So when in doubt, add compost.
Yes, absolutely. And you can't really put too much in. Actually, the more the better.
Now I've heard this word or this term, soil conditioner. Compost sometimes gets referred to as a soil conditioner. Is this what you're talking about, where if your soil composition is too skewed towards the clay or too skewed towards the sandy, compost can sort of rehabilitate it and turn it into a much more versatile and life-supporting medium?
Yes, and it brings in the food element as well. It's feeding the microorganisms, the earthworms, all the microorganisms that need to work together to allow the plants to get the feeding and the nutrients that they need.
Well, you know, our sponsor, Living Earth, their name kind of says it all. Your soil, your dirt should be alive, right? I mean, it's not going to grow anything unless it's got all of that microbial action and the earthworms and all of that living out of sight, I mean, below the ground. But it has to be alive, right?
Yes, and yeah, the thing about any new development, you've got to remember that often there's cutting and filling of the soil. The beautiful topsoil has been removed and you're left with subsoil, which has really got no nutrients in it. So it's a very challenging soil to actually grow a garden in. So there's composting and so it's not also not a once-off thing, and that's why it really needs to become a discipline. Every single winter, every single early, you know, if you're not composting in winter, you could possibly even do it early spring. You need to be adding more organic material to your soil to sustain your plants, because remember, summer's on its way, and the plants grow here at the coast 100 to 12, and they need every bit of support that they can get to be healthy and to grow according, you know, to be beautiful for you to enjoy.
This is the thing, and obviously, as your plants are growing, they are removing that nourishment, that the nutrient content from the soil. They're eating it. It's going into them. So now you've got to replace it. You've got to put it back into the soil because your soil is gradually degrading in terms of its nutrient mix, yes. I'm guessing.
Well, and it doesn't always deplete everything. So as the years go by, you are improving and improving your soil if you are sticking to the discipline of composting your soil. And the worst, it's sandpaper to my eyes if I drive and I see a garden that's just red soil everywhere, because I know for sure that first of all, the garden will take so long to establish, the plants are not flourishing, but as soon as you start conditioning that soil with compost, it's highly advisable. It really will, in the long run, bring you so much more joy than seeing a struggling garden.
You see, and there's also this idea of how nutrients get released into your soil, and a good compost, am I correct in saying that it has this sort of slow release thing where if you have a high quality compost, it's going to gently leach the right stuff over a period of time so that it's not all just kind of washed away in the first week. Is that right?
Yes. So just to clarify, there are two parts. There's fertilizing, which is completely different to composting. But compost, the organic material of compost, is in itself a type of food, because as it breaks down into the soil, it releases nutrients into the soil, and the microorganisms that actually feed on the compost, they're the ones that assist the nutrients to be released to the plants. So it is, I mean, the people can study for years and get their doctorates on the intricacies of how this all works, but for us gardeners, all we need to know is that organic material into your soil is so necessary, and it's a must for your garden to be able to be sustained and for the plants to grow.
And if you're in any doubt as to whether your plants are loving your soil, often it's the roots that'll tell you. Isn't that right?
And that's the thing that nobody sees. You don't see it.
You see it with EcoBalance. Your garden team see it.
That is the most important part. And, you know, when we arrive onto a new site with, you know, tons and tons of compost, a normal person would be absolutely bewildered and wonder where and how we're going to get this in. But I'd like to just urge anybody who's building a home and starting from scratch, if you can install a huge amount of compost before you plant your first plant, that is really going to be such a great start to your garden. And if you can think back, if you think now, if you're planting your plants and think, oh, well, next year I'll put huge amounts in. It's very difficult to put compost into an existing garden.
Yeah.
We do it, and we dig it in very lightly, and over time the compost goes into the soil, and the microbes pull the compost and the organic material in. But when you have a clean slate, a brand new site that hasn't got a blade of grass or blade of plants on it, and you can put in, you know, some of the gardens, we're putting 20 bucky loads of compost into that soil before we plant the first plant. And you will not believe how that your garden flourishes so much quicker and so much more healthily than if you're skimping on that part of the installation.
And you know what? It's often such an afterthought or something that people wake up to so late in the game. It's like, okay, well, we've been focusing on the build, on the house, and now that the house is nearly done, well, what are we looking out onto? What's our surrounding? Oh my gosh, the garden! How are we going to bring this thing to life? And as you say, if you are in that position, now would be a great time to actually be consulting with a landscaping expert, with Tracy from Eco Balance Landscapes, to say, listen, what have we got to work with here? What's our canvas? And how can we start laying the foundations now for an amazing garden in the not-too-distant future, and start laying that groundwork, literally laying that bed of compost to make the whole thing just spring to life?
Yes, it's the foundation. And well, I hear there's some marvelous specials. Living Earth have, I love their name, because that is exactly what the compost does. It brings in that living earth into your garden. And yes, they're ready and available. They're waiting to hear from you, because your garden, honestly, it needs to be composted. And we've come to the end of a very big growing season. The plants have pretty much depleted everything in the soil, so the time is ready. And here at the coast, we don't have frost, so we do all these chores. We can do them from May all the way until spring, getting our gardens prepared and ready and enriched and all those lovely things, so that there's a great burst again in spring of growth.
Well, hey, listen, now is the time, as good a time as any, to start getting that compost out. And as you mentioned, Tracy, Living Earth, our local fantastic organic compost makers, have got like an incredible 20% off all of their products if you head on over to their website, livingearth.co.za, or if you take a drive out to the farm just outside of Valito at Sugar Rush Park, Fairview Estates, that's where they're based, and go and see the operation for yourself. Go and grab a few bags of the good stuff, and your garden will thank you, that's for sure.
Very much so.
And then don't forget, if you're looking for a really experienced eye when it comes to planning the evolution of your green space, of your garden, Tracy Miller-Smith and her team at Eco Balance Landscapes are here. They're local. They know how to work with these coastal conditions, and they know how to make your garden look fabulous, whether it's a little thing or a big sprawling jungle. Tracy, you've got the team and the skills to make it happen. How can folks get in touch with you?
Yes, well, our website is www.ecobalance.co.za, and our my cell number is 082-491-6447.
There you go. Put it on speed dial, and Tracy and the team will be around in a flash. And looking forward to our next chat really soon on the Living Earth Garden Show, right here on Radio Life and Style. Tracy?
Yes, I look forward to it as well. We've got so much more to share about our gardens and the foundation of the garden.
I'm so excited. And don't forget, all brought to you by these guys.
Calling all gardeners, Living Earth, makers of the best organic compost in KZN, are here to help grow the North Coast. Supplying all major landscaping companies and garden centers along our coastline, Living Earth offers a full range of organic garden products, including compost, potting soil, mulch, and garden filler. Living Earth is currently running a special winter promotion, giving you a fantastic 20% off their entire product range. To take advantage of this awesome offer, visit livingearth.co.za or take a drive out to the Living Earth Farm located at Fairview Estates, next door to Sugar Rush Park, just outside Ballito. T's and C's apply. Living Earth Organic Compost, for the love of your garden.